This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. For the first time in the Syrian conflict, President Obama has authorized supply of ammunition and arms to the rebels to aid their fight against ISIS. Hillary Clinton says she will close the gun show loophole on gun purchases without background checks with executive action if necessary if she were president. Controversy at the giant historic musical nonprofit Carnegie Hall centers on the lack of transparency of financial information, where fees paid to performers and profit and loss on performances is not even shared with the board. The drug company Valeant is being accused of price gouging for its practice of buying drugs and raising the prices in huge multiples, strapping families financially on life and death matters. The mayor of Rio de Janeiro has indicated he will sign a bill banning Uber from that city. A charity painting by Chinese artist and Jack Ma, founder of Alibaba, raised $5.4 million for the Paradise International Foundation, which had been created earlier this year in China. Final British Petroleum settlement announced by the Justice Department is over $20 billion. U.S., Japanese, and 10 other Pacific Rim nations reached final agreement on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the largest regional trade agreement in history. California, with Governor Jerry Brown's signature, became the fifth state to allow doctors to prescribe life-ending drugs to terminally ill people. Chile says they will cordon off more than 200,000 square miles of the Pacific Ocean near Easter Island from commercial fishing and oil and gas exploration. McGraw-Hill Publishers is caught in a Texas textbook scandal referring to the importation of Africans to American plantation between 1500 and 1800 as workers rather than as slaves. Public officials are looking for ways to mitigate a projected rise in Medicare premiums by as much as 50%. Donald Trump has exploited the use of Twitter to an unprecedented degree in his campaign. He has 4.36 million followers, dwarfing those of his rivals. Angry workers stormed Air France headquarters in Paris, where top managers were meeting to discuss plans to lay off 2,900 jobs, forcing two executives to flee over a fence, ripping the shirts off their backs. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.